You're with SBS Radio.
My guest is singer-songwriter Goombaygee woman Emma Donovan, and we're talking today about Hearing Australia's Hearing Assessment Program that aims to address and reduce the long-term effects of ear disease in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Emma, welcome to NITV Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me. Thanks for, you know, helping us share the word, I guess, or share some of these, you know, important messages.
Yeah, you're one of the ambassadors of this program, and it's a program that aims actually to do, to do early testing for young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children from 0 to 6 years of age.
I think it's perfect role for me because I do have a daughter that was born with, she had like a deafness in, a permanent deafness in her right ear. So, you know, when she was born, I was really frightened and shaken up about that situation, and I didn't know what I was in for. I didn't know, you know, I was pretty scared as a mum. I probably had some silly questions that I just needed to get answered. When I went to Hearing Australia and I started making appointments for her really young, like she was only a baby, my questions didn't seem so silly.
Yeah, because as a mom, of course, we'll be surprised of what is, because it's a first-time experience, but as experts, they might know and have seen so many other cases, so they are able to assist. Now, how do parents access this program?
Usually, babies are tested at birth in the hospitals, and then from there, you can chase up with Hearing Australia, and usually the hospital refers you to Hearing Australia. I guess our messages are that, you know, we need to just get regularly checked and as early as possible. We can't leave these things late because our kids are, you know, listening and learning all the time, and, you know, especially our babies, you know, like this is something important for us to get organized before, you know, they start being in a room with like a teacher or some, you know, like a bigger space. Where someone's projecting from the front of a room. These are things that we need to take upon ourselves to get in there early and also get regular checkups.
And since its inception about 2 years ago now, HAPI has assessed more than 6,000 kids, and we are starting a new year, a new campaign, obviously. What's in the pipeline come the new year? Because we're just starting the new year, 2021.
Just getting the word out, like myself and our brother Luke Carroll, you know, we've been asked to come aboard this campaign. So we'll be with you at the start of this year to encourage many Aboriginal families to get in touch with Hearing Australia and their services that they provide, and just, you know, starting that conversation that it's a regular checkup thing, just like going to the dentist, getting in touch with these mob before other problems and that kind of escalate, you know, trying to get in early.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't know, and there are misconceptions as well, because I heard, health outcomes are different whether you're in the city or remote or regional areas, but hearing does not discriminate. It affects people across different regions.
Yeah, unfortunately for, you know, our children, our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children, we do have a lot of cases. Like there are lots of hearing problems. You know, we want to tackle now as a community to just, you know, raise that awareness that the stats are pretty high when it comes to our mob. You know, as an ambassador for Hearing Australia, I'm just proud to help, yeah, push that message out. I've lived in remote communities. I've lived in some of the regional areas of New South Wales, and know how important it is for, you know, our health, our Aboriginal medical services too, to have that connection and make sure that, you know, that there's that link between like community and bigger mob like Hearing Australia.
25% of the number of children seen by HAPI in the past 12 months have had middle ear infection, which is a pretty large number. So it says, well, being checked is a pretty serious thing and should be undertaken as early as possible.
With places like Hearing Australia and our local Aboriginal medical services or any medical services, we have them links now, you know, to get to get onto it.
Coming back to your daughter, yourself, you're an ambassador and you have, I wouldn't say a privilege because it's not a privilege, but you come from not just someone who is coming on board without having experienced it. You have it in your own family. How did your daughter benefit from this program and how are they assisting?
For me, it was getting a proper understanding. Like my silly questions around her loss of her earring was, you know, was if she was deaf in one ear, you know, was it going to affect the other ear? How was it going to affect her speech?
Yeah.
These were the things that scared and frightened me as a mum. Also, because I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter, and I play lots of music, I was always weary of her response to sound, like playing the guitar around her, yelling out to her, whistling, making all of these noises. And we got regular tests where the testing was really good. Like they, when we went into Hearing Australia, they gave me clarity. You know, we were trying to work out how much of a response she was getting for that and how much of a response was enough for her to continue like a normal, you know, a normal life or a normal day for her to hear things that was around her. And then that's when we worked it out whether or not we were going to have hearing aid or, you know, we just continued with them appointments. And now we get regularly tested like every six months now, but she's a bit older. Yeah. When she was a baby, it was a lot more, you know, less time. Like we'd get her tested every 3 months. Yeah,
of course. The earlier they tackle the issue, then the earlier they can treat it and find the appropriate solution. And now things are going better. How are you looking at 2021?
Yeah, no, everything's good. She, my little girl's like two, so she's still in daycare.
Yeah.
And we're happy with her response and how she reacts to, you know, people trying to get her attention and talking to her, and she's been going really well. And I think, like once, you know, she has another two more years of daycare. So like hopefully, you know, when that time comes for when she's in like a bigger classroom, like I have the option of hearing aids and stuff like that for her. But it's something that we'll manage as we go. Yeah.
Now, before I let you go, would you have a message to the community and to the people out there, especially around this campaign and maybe?
It's funny, like with some of our kids, like I always find, you know, with kids, you have to tell kids like nearly once or twice, when you ask them to do something. Sometimes, you know, if they want to listen to you because they just don't want to listen, you know, like these are our children, this is our kids. So, pay attention to that, I guess. There's a word that we use in our language saying that, you know, kids are muggle, they don't like to listen, you know. take more, you know, my message for our mums and our dads and uncles and aunties and nens and pops is, focus in on that. There could be a reason behind it that our kids, you know, really aren't listening.
Yeah.
And to from a really as early as possible, let's get in there and let's get their ears checked.
Yeah.
the other message I want to share too is, you know, as Aboriginal people, you know, we have our traditions and our culture that we orally pass down, you know, to our kids, like language, songs.
Yeah.
And so that's important. So just remember these are the things that that we're passing down for our kids to be stronger and to be, you know, good in their adult life, that, you know, that's why that these things are important to make sure that they get, you know, they get their regular checks for their hearing.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.